Hello, and welcome to Stories of the Journey Home. This is Leo Sofa. So, I've been an intuitive storyteller since the mid-90s. And when it came, when that gift came to me, it really was an answer to my prayers. I've been looking since I was a teenager for a way of not just deeply connecting with my soul, but of expressing it in the world. I wanted to find a way of work that would express what to me seemed the most important thing, which was the spiritual life, the spiritual journey. It took a while, but within several years, I had found storytelling, and I was very happy working as a storyteller, working in schools, telling largely folk tales, some of my own work to start with, my own kind of hand created folk tales, you could say. But then after a time, after about 7 years of doing this, man, it just felt like something was coming. Something really big was coming, like a kind of an energy rising up inside of me, like a breakthrough ready to happen. And that was when intuitive storytelling came to me. And it really was astonishing. That moment when I first realized what was happening, that I was being told an intuitive story by my soul, by my intuition, was just extraordinary. I would see in my mind's eye pictures from a fairy tale, but no fairy tale that I knew or recognized. And as I described them, they would change with a life of their own. And I soon realized that I was being told a story, because I was familiar with seeing a story in my mind's eye as I tell it. In fact, I'd been using that method for years. As I was going around schools telling stories, I found that if I could picture the story while telling it, it would come alive for my audience. So this exact same thing started happening for intuitive storytelling to take place. But this time, I didn't know what the story was. It was just coming to me. And for many years or so, I'd been not so much meditating as kind of just sitting still and listening to the stillness, to the silence. It wasn't a formal practice, but I did it a lot, and it was all part of this yearning in me to have this deeper connection inside. And so I got very familiar in those moments of hearing an inner voice. It would just be a practical thing usually, just telling me to do this little thing or that thing, and it would usually work out to be good advice, so I would follow it. But that too became an essential part of intuitive storytelling. The pictures would roll, and it would tell me a story, but there'd sometimes be gaps where I wouldn't quite understand what I was seeing, couldn't interpret it correctly, and that's when my inner voice would come in and tell me exactly what was going on. So it was like two ways that the story would come to me. So yeah, this was an extraordinary moment for me, like a huge breakthrough, something I could hardly believe. That was almost too wonderful to be true. And yet it really was happening. I was receiving every day a new intuitive story. I would sit down every day and I'd say what was going on for me, what I was feeling, experiencing, what I was getting curious about. And then I would ask for a story. And the story that came would beautifully address what was going on for me in a way that was sometimes so subtle and so symbolic that it would take me a while to work it out. Maybe days later, I'd realize what that story had actually been trying to tell me about what I needed to do right then or what I needed to make sense of. So it really felt like something magical. But there was something else that came at this exact same time, like within months of it, that was less great. And that was, well, I see it now very differently from how I saw it then. Now, I see it that my soul was not just coming close through my intuition, it was coming close into my heart. My soul was coming close, and what that meant was that everything in the way in my heart was being pushed closer. I mean, my intuition is a way of opening up to the wisdom of my soul. But my heart would be the place where the love from my soul would arrive. And that's exactly what was happening. It was coming and pushing what was in the way, like water gushing through a pipe. It sensed to push out of the way all the rubbish that's in the way. If it's a high pressure enough flow of water, it'll push it all to the surface. And this was really traumatic for me. I played it out in the circumstances and the dramas of my life in ways that kept me kind of unconscious of what was actually going on. And I think this is something that's quite typical. It seems to be something that we do when something is really moving deeply inside, that's really beyond our conscious understanding, when it's deep unconscious stuff that's coming up, when our soul is moving deep within us. It's unusual to understand it fully and receive it fully as that, particularly when one is young. And I was quite young and immature at that time. Immature in the sense of just not having experience of this sort of thing. So by playing it out, you could say I was able to receive the full pain of it. All of these things that were coming up, I kind of repeated them by playing them out in circumstances. But it also kept it unconscious. And what I did at that time was, at one point, after about a year of this kind of suffering, of playing out my worst experiences and repeating my greatest griefs and feeling griefs that didn't even make any sense to me, I didn't know where they came from, I said, enough. I can't live like this. If this is what comes along with, you know, following my inner guidance and telling these stories and being led through life in this way, I say no. I don't want this. I can't cope with this level of pain, and I can't cope with this kind of chaos in my life. Because it could be said that I was, you know, getting a bit lost in my own stories, or running away with the adventures that I was having, following my guidance in a way that was not as clear as I could have been, inexperienced, as I said. So by saying enough, what I did was I just said, look, I love these stories. These intuitive stories are great, but I cannot handle the pain. And I don't want to be that sort of beholden to life. I felt so vulnerable. So much tenderness had been brought up. I just decided this is going to go so much better if I'm kind of in charge, if I'm stable, if I'm not constantly buffeted by these dramas that I'm creating. But that was a choice that had very big consequences. As a result of that, I always had this feeling with my intuitive storytelling that I was kind of not really fully living it. Because of this, I basically didn't enter into the stream of my soul and the love and the intuition that was being offered to me. My attempts to make my intuitive storytelling work out faltered because I wasn't, on some deep level, my heart wasn't in it. I was trying to keep away the very ingress of soul that I was being offered, that my intuitive storytelling relied upon. And the more I did this, the more that train just ground to a halt. It took a long, long time, but eventually I realized what I'd done, that I couldn't tell these stories without the love that came with them. I needed that love. I needed that support. I needed to be in tune with my soul to be able to really tell these stories the way that they need to be told. I needed to be allowing the love in from my soul in order to know what the stories are actually for, in order to be able to speak them out with confidence from experience. Eventually, I was lucky enough that life circumstances came along that were irresistibly painful. A whole series of them that enabled me, or rather compelled me, to finally let go. And that began a process of healing, a process of letting that love in and recognizing all the ways that I was blocking it, and recognizing further what I know now, that what was being brought up was indeed everything in the way. What I didn't know then and couldn't work out and couldn't see, that became clearer and clearer to me. Deep pain from my childhood. Deep pain from the process of incarnating. And I really mean this. It may sound a bit far-fetched, but I can actually discern in the pain that I was experiencing back then, as my soul pressed closer, a kind of homesickness. A homesickness for the larger love that we all live within before we incarnate as human beings. I believe we, when we're not in a human body, when we're between the lives that we take on planet Earth, we reside in a place of unfathomable love. People glimpse this when they have near-death experiences. They just pop out of their body and there is such a contrast that they can hardly believe what's going on. And yet, they get inducted into it and it starts to feel really real, and the ever-availability of love just becomes something like, oh, I remember this. I remember what this is like. And then they're offered the chance to go back, or they're told they need to go back. It kind of varies. And they look back on their body on Earth and they think, no way, I can't do that. I'm not squeezing myself into that tiny body. I'm not taking all of this love that's so obvious, so ever available, and just forgetting about it. I can't do it. Well, the ones that come back, they do. And they find a way, and they find the meaning too. And I guess we all do that when we incarnate, when we choose to come into a physical body. And I believe that back then, when my soul was pressing in, bringing me these beautiful stories, pressing into my heart, I believe that the incredible loss that that shift signifies from the soul realms into a human body, I believe that was what I was wrestling with and unwilling to feel. It was too heartbreaking to recognize, to admit, actually, this is so hard. Being a human being is so hard. It is so hard to be essentially a being of love, compressed into a human body where love seems to be really hard to find. It seems to be very hard to receive, hard to give. It's just a painful place for everybody. So, whenever I tell an intuitive story, I sit down with my inner guidance, my inner storyteller, if you like, and I line out what I'd like the story to be about. And in this case, I decided to recount the story I've just told you. I said to my inner guidance, man, this has been quite the journey. From all those times where I pushed you away, from all those times when I wanted to be in control, to now having made the journey of healing together and finally let you in, finally feeling the love, not the full love that's there in the soul realms, but man, feeling more and more of that love, getting over the heartbreak and the sadness and the immense loss that I didn't want to feel for so many years, and finally just saying, I'm in, I'm yours, I want this, because the love keeps coming. So that's what I lined out. And the story that I got was so great that I wanted to share it with you. I love this story. I really do. It blew my socks off when I told it. And I thought, I've got to talk about this. I've got to tell this story. And by telling it, I need to talk about this little piece of my personal journey. So I hope that was interesting. And I hope you enjoy the story. My wife and I spent a long time rehearsing the music together. And she's created something really magical. I hope you enjoy it.